Transcribed.
Hey, Jerry, you got a cigarette?
Have I got a cigarette? Dean, I've got these cigarettes.
You mean Chesterfield?
I mean Chesterfield.
I'm with you.
Which means the Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you. Thank you, and hi, everybody. Well, I'm glad you're all on hand for tonight's Chesterfield roll call. Also ready is my partner, Jerry, whose body is present, though his brain is absent. Since our first subject is music, I'm calling on our prize pupil, Richie Stabile, for the answer.
The stars are gonna twinkle and shine all this evening about 8:45. My loving arms are gonna tenderly try, sweetly try around you around 8:45. I know I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine for this evening about 8:45. I know that I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine, mine all mine, all this evening about 8:45.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now, before my partner gets here, I'd like to clear up one false impression that you may have about him. Most of you people think he's stupid. But let me tell you something. My partner, Jerry, has more brains in his little finger
than I have in my whole head.
Well, I'll be a monkey's partner. It's Jerry Lewis.
Say, Dean, I got a date to go swimming at the beach. Did you see the bathing suit I left here last summer?
Oh, the one you left here last summer? Yeah, sure, Jerry. Here it is.
That ain't mine. Mine was wet.
Jerry, after a year, it dries. Nothing stays wet forever.
Oh, no? Did you ever get a good look at the Pacific Ocean?
Well, let me explain it to you, Jer.
Oh, please do. Do, 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 Dean.
Well, things dry out because of the process of evaporation. Do you know what evaporation is?
Evaporation? You're asking me what evaporation is. Do I know what evaporation is? Dean?
Yeah?
What is it?
It's really quite simple. Look, you know what rain is?
Sure, little chunks of water.
Well, that's close enough. Rain comes from the clouds. Now, when it rains, the streets get wet.
My, now aren't you the observant one?
Now, after the streets get wet, how do they become dry?
The street cleaners go around with towels.
No, the sun comes out and draws the rain up.
The sun comes out and draws the rain up?
Uh-huh. Yet the sun is millions of miles away, you know.
Gosh, I didn't know the sun had such long draws.
Jay, when I say the sun draws, I don't mean the sun draws. I mean the sun draws.
You've been wearing your hat too tight, huh, Boogie? Yeah.
I'll give you another example. Let's say you've just washed your clothes.
You mean my dainties?
Your dainties, everything. Now, you hang your clothes on the line. What happens then?
I get arrested.
How can you get arrested for hanging your clothes on the line?
I'd have to come to the studio naked.
You know, I never thought of that.
And I don't like to come here barefooted all over.
Maybe we'd better take it. We'd better take it one item at a time. Now look, you just hang your shorts on the line.
Which way?
What difference does it make? Hang them upside down. Now what happens?
The blood rushes to my head.
Well, how's that possible?
I got those shorts on now.
Oh, I give up. Now there's no use talking, Jer. You don't have the mind of a 3-year-old.
I know, but look at the difference in our ages.
What I'm getting at, Jay, is that you're stupid.
Dean Martin, I may not have gone to school, but I know things.
You're an idiot.
True, but I'm a self-taught idiot.
Okay, tell me, what did you self-teach yourself? Name one thing.
All righty, until I was 21, I couldn't tell the difference between.
Between what?
My right foot and my left foot.
But now you know the difference?
By heart.
All right, which is your right foot and which is your left foot?
Well, I can't tell which is which right now.
Well, why not?
I got my shoes on.
Oh, but if your shoes were off, you could tell me which is your right foot?
Oh, that's easy then. The right foot is the one with the toes.
But your left foot has toes, too.
Now you've done it, I'm all mixed up again.
Jerry, feet come in two styles, left and right.
Now, that is a coincidence. They make shoes the same way.
You know, Mother Nature's a pretty smart cat. She gave us 2 feet.
Oh, it's a set.
Yeah.
That's in case one gets lost.
Jerry, you have 2 ears, left and right. 2 eyes, left and right.
2 noses, left and right.
Oh, hold it, Buster. People have only 1 nose. Just look at me. Is this my left nose?
No, and it ain't your right one either.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of all cigarettes. Chesterfield quality is highest. Here's the proof. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's 6 leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest. Chesterfield quality highest. 15% higher than its nearest competitor. Chesterfield quality highest. 31% higher than the average of the 5 other leading brands. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality and best for you. Try Chesterfield today. Regular or king size.
You know, friends, these are the days when people everywhere are seriously discussing a possible trip to the moon. Well, though I know nothing about rocket ships, I can recommend a sweet and sentimental way to get there. Just follow the musical arrow to the 2nd star to the right.
The 2nd star to the right shines in the night for you. to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Lead me to the one who loves me, and when you bring her my way, each time we say goodnight, we'll thank the little star that shines the second from the rise. Time we say goodnight, we'll thank the little star that shines the second from the
Gentlemen, it's guest star time. I imagine you're all wondering who it is.
I'll give a hint. His hobby is collecting parts of bodies.
That's silly, Jay. Well, whatever gave you the idea that our guest collects parts of bodies?
Well, as soon as I saw him, he looked at me. I looked at him. He looked at me, and he turned to his friend and said, "Get the face on that one."
Jerry, besides having great talent, our guest happens to be one of Hollywood's most well-traveled stars. He's been around the world 12 times, and for one reason.
He couldn't find a parking space.
Yeah, no, he happens to be a great sportsman and hunter. He likes to hunt in far-off places like India and Africa.
So does my uncle. He went on a hunting expedition in Africa, and last week my aunt received a stuffed lion.
What was the lion stuffed with?
My uncle.
Oh. Now, you forget that family of yours, Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we set out our special red plush microphone to welcome a gentleman. Yes, and a scholar and a great artist. Mr. Joseph Cotton.
Evening, Dean.
Well, it certainly is, Joe. I'd like you to meet my partner.
How do you do? I'm Cotton.
How do you do? I'm Dental Floss.
Mind him, Joe. Jerry's a little excited because we're leaving for Europe pretty soon. You see, I like to fly, but Jerry has a terrible fear of flying.
You mean he won't go up in a plane?
I won't even lick an airmail stamp.
Oh, the kid's got it real bad there. He wears a parachute when they pump him up in a barber chair.
You don't have to fly, Jerry. Go by water.
Not me. I get seasick when I look at a bundle of wet wash.
Jerry, there's nothing to worry about. If you get seasick on board ship, there's always one thing you can do.
I know, but supposing there's no room at the rail.
Joe is talking about a cure, Jer.
Yeah, I just happen to have the remedy right here.
Oh, gee, a red pill, a green pill, and a blue pill.
Right. Now, Jerry, as soon as you feel you're getting seasick, you take the red pill. At 1, 2, 3, your seasickness is gone.
Good.
But you get lumbago.
Oh, some cure.
Now, wait. That's when you take the green pill. And right away...
That cures the lumbago.
Right.
Swell.
But it gives you the hives.
I'd be better off having my seasickness back.
And what do you think the blue pill is for?
That's terrific, Mr. Cotton. He came on the show. He's our guest, and he made a joke about the blue pill and the green pill. Seasickness, lumbago, and you're a straight dramatic actor, of course, and it's appreciated, but everybody laughed when you made that joke.
Cotton, get your money and get out.
Jerry, how dare you insult Mr. Cotton because he's funny? Now, say you're sorry.
Okay, Mr. Cotton.
Yes?
I'm sorry you're funny.
Now, stop it, Jerry. After all, Mr. Cotton can give us pointers on what to do in case we're fortunate enough to be presented in court when we get to England.
Yes. Jerry, the first thing you should learn is how to dress properly. In court, attire is very important.
Attire? But I can't wear attire. My inner tube has a patch on it.
Jerry, what Joe means is formal dress, like wearing a waistcoat.
No, not waistcoat, Dean. In England, they call them waistcoats. Huh. Jerry, do you have a waistcoat?
No, but I can wear my lumberjacket.
Just ignore my partner, Joe. Jerry was on the list of Hollywood's 10 most stupid morons.
Yes. But did you see where I was on the list? Number one.
Jerry, one of the most important things to know on meeting members of the royal court is how to address them. Now, what would you say to a high official?
The same thing I'd say to a sober one.
No, Mr. Cotton means if you meet a lord, you say, how do you do your lordship? And if you meet his wife, you say, how do you do your ladyship?
See, Jerry, it's simple. Lord, lordship, lady, ladyship. Lord, lordship, lady, ladyship.
Dean, tell him to stop.
What's the matter?
All those ships are making me seasick again.
Take a blue pill.
Oh.
If you have the time, Jerry, you should visit other parts of the British Empire. Australia, New Zealand, India.
India?
Jerry, haven't you ever been to India?
No, but I've been to Cucamonga.
Jerry!
I went there on my roller skates.
I once went to India to do an exciting picture of the brave British garrison station in the jungle there. I'd like to tell you about it. You chaps mind?
Oh, not at all, little boy. I say, Fannyman.
You rang, sir?
Rather. Do set the scene. Do set the scene, my good man.
Righto.
Here we go.
Ladies and gents. The Chesterfield, oh, they're a bit of all right players. Present a ripping yarn starring Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Joseph Cotton. It's a rather droll tale of one of Her Majesty's garrisons stationed in India. This story concerns a group of brave British soldiers who wanted a mascot for their officers' club. So they went to a pet shop entitled... How much is that cobra in the window?
I say, Lieutenant Lewis, care for a spot of tea?
Just a spot, Major.
Crumpet?
Just a crump.
Who is it?
It is I, Corporal Martin. Sir, I have a message.
Oh, shove it under the door.
I can't. It's in my head.
Very well, then shove it through the keyhole.
Greetings, chaps. The message is from our home office in London. They're asking for volunteers for the garrison in North Africa.
Oh, Tunis, anyone?
Anything else to report?
Now, let me see, sir. Oh, yes, sir. It's the natives, sir. They shot the governor, killed his staff, threw all the women in the river, and beheaded our entire regiment.
Oh, quite depressing. Anything else?
Yes, sir. They stole a polo pony.
They did. In that case, they must be punished.
I say, sir. It's been rumored that after they cut off their heads, the natives shrink them to the size of billiard balls.
Well, it's always nice to play snooker with your friends.
I also have a letter here for you, Major Cotton. It's from your home in Worcestershire.
I say, how do you know it's from Worcestershire?
It's written in A1 sauce.
Well, well, this is news. They buried Father last week.
Oh, he was dead?
That it doesn't say.
There's a letter for you, too, sir. It's from your home, the strawberry on the shortcake.
How can you tell?
It's written with Ready Whip. So I'll leave it on your dresser.
No, I'll eat it here.
That's, I'll read it here, old chap.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me open this letter. Just a short note. Gadzooks, the letter does say that Father's favorite hunting dog has died.
Oh, sorry. I hope they broke the news to him gently.
They did. They started off by telling him it was Mother.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, any other gossip in your letter, Lieutenant?
Rather, here's a smasher for you. Old Cavendish divorced his wife, you know.
But she was so wealthy, she was a stackpole.
Yes, but he soon found out that the pole wasn't very well stacked.
Well, it's quite depressing, it is.
Quite. Well, laddies, it's rather late. We must get dressed for the reception being given by the Maharaja and the Maharani.
The Maharaja and the Maharani? Mm.
To celebrate the birthday of their dog.
Oh, the Maharova. Yes.
You know, chaps, it'll be rather jolly to go to the Maharaja's palace.
We should go on to the palace, sir, just in case we run into a band of vicious tribesmen.
But we've wiped out all the vicious tribesmen. If there's one within 100 miles of here, my name is Rudyard Kipling. Waterboy!
Why, I say, hasn't it got a bit warmer in here than usual?
Rather, how do you account for it?
Hey, don't look now, sir, but I do believe the natives are burning down our quarters.
Oh, then I shall have to dress in a hurry. Flames very high?
Yeah, quite, sir.
How high?
Your hair's on fire.
I hope so it is.
My word, as they say in America, unearth that psychopathic torch.
Unearth that psychopathic torch?
He means dig that crazy ransom.
I say, chaps, I do believe I've been punctured.
Where did they get you?
Right through the tea bag. Quite depressing, what?
Hey, quiet. He can't last long, sir. His pico is starting to leak old.
Oh, I'm going now, sir. I'm going now, sir. Oh, I'm going. And I have a last request. When I go, have me cremated and send my ashes back to England by carrier pigeon.
But we have no carrier pigeon.
Oh, send it with Walter Pigeon.
Here is Chesterfield's record with smokers. And important to you,
no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfield.
That's the report of a doctor who has been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers for a full year and 2 months as a part of a program supervised by a responsible independent research laboratory. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality. Chesterfield. First choice of young America. And that's from a survey made in 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Chesterfield, regular or king size. They're much milder and best for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, before my next song, Jerry and I would like to thank our many gracious and wonderful friends who have contributed so generously in our campaign to stamp out that dread disease, muscular dystrophy. You've given the victims new hope that a cure will soon be found.
That's true, Dean. We in science are most grateful to all of you. Please continue sending as often and as much as you can to MDA New York 8, New York. That's M as in money, D as in desperate, and A as in all you can spare. MDA New York 8, New York. Thank you again.
Now, Richard, let's run through a great old song.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. sad it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so.
Singing job, Dean. As they say in German, wunderbar.
Wunderbar? Well, what's that mean?
Oh, it's easy. It means I wonder when I'll meet you at the bar.
You know, for a minute, I thought you had him, Joe.
Well, German isn't necessary in Europe, fellas. You'll get along all right with French. Practically every head waiter understands French.
That is simply not true. I once went to a French restaurant and ordered everything in French. The waiter pointed to one thing on the menu and I said, très bon, très bon. Then he pointed to another thing, and I said, très bon, très bon.
Well, what did the waiter finally bring you?
A tray of bones.
Thanks for your helpful advice.
Yeah, and what's more important, thanks for appearing on our program tonight.
Oh, don't thank me, fellas. Just thank 20th Century Fox, producers of Pick Up on South Street, starring Richard Widmark and Gene Peters, for letting me come.
Yes, it was Jim Dandy of them. Real peachy keen. Thanks again, Mr. Cotton.
Well, bon voyage, fellas. Good night, all.
Good night, y'all.
Say, folks, you know, this Sunday is Father's Day.
Dad's the nicest guy you know. So be sure and give him the best. Give him premium quality Chesterfields in the red and white Father's Day carton.
You'll be giving him a gift of premium quality, and you'll also be giving him the cigarette that's best for him.
Don't just give him any cigarette, folks. Make it premium quality Chesterfield for Dad on Father's Day.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, produced and directed by Dick Mack, written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish, with music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman reminding you to listen to Chesterfield's award-winning show, Dragnet, Sunday night on this same NBC station.
Have you tried new cork-tipped Fatima? It's the smooth smoke. Here's why. New Fatima tips of perfect cork, king size for longer filtering, and Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. Remember, Fatima has the tip for your lips. Try new Fatima. See how smooth it is. Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield, Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Tonight, visit Fibber, McGee and Molly on NBC.